Okay, I got the grill cleaned and turned off. I skimmed the deep fryers and also turned them off. Everything else was taken care of by the others before they left. Are you sure you're okay to finish closing by yourself? I realize you have to prepare the cash for deposit and update the books all by yourself, but I could stay a little longer if you'd like. Do you want me to get you a Coke or something? Or I could get creative and make you a sandwich from the veggies on the prep table. No? Nothing? Not even a quick hand job? Sorry, did I make you lose count of the money? No, I keep telling you that my saying stuff like that won't get you into trouble. I'm the employee, and you're the boss. It's only bad if you say it to me. As long as you don't actually say anything naughty back, you're fine. Well, I guess you could get into trouble if you let me give you the hand job. Or the blow job I'm always asking you about. Any kind of job recently, other than the boring, non-sexy one you hired me for. But you do realize I can never tell anyone, so you wouldn't get in trouble just because I'm maybe kinda sorta underage. And you're overage, but in a good way. Kind of like a father figure, daddy dom thing. And I like older men. A lot. Really, really a lot. So anytime you're up for me going down on you or something, you just have to say the word. Although I kind of want to get boned by you. Honestly, you can just pick the hole of your choice and I'm okay with it. It's not that I'm a slut, but I'm willing to learn. Fine. Not tonight, then. Statutory is such a stupid word. Do I look like a statue to you? Statues are cold and hard and made of stuff like plaster. I'm warm and soft. And I sometimes like getting plastered. Well, worst case scenario, we wait until I'm 18, which is like forever. Even my next birthday is so far away. By the way, when is your birthday? I know how old you are, kind of, but not the date. February 29th? Seriously? I've never known anyone that was born on leap year. So when do you end up celebrating your birthday? Or do you only celebrate it every four? Wait a minute. Since February 29th only happens once every 4 years, you're not really all that old. Let's see. Divide your age by 4, and then that becomes... Wow, you're way younger than me, actually. I almost feel guilty for perving on you so bad now. But do you realize what this means? It means we're both underage. Technically, at least. No, I'm serious. This is a loophole. I'm pretty sure this means you could do all sorts of naughty things with me, and it would be legal. Well, probably legal. But the legality of it doesn't matter because no one would ever find out anyways. It's just one more reason not to worry about getting all hot and sweaty with me. We could do it right here, in your little office. The only other place where there's room is the prep table, but no offense, I just spent half an hour cleaning that thing and I'm not getting it dirty again. So come on, let's do something that will change my Facebook status to "it's complicated." Maybe you're not seeing me at my best right now. I just worked an 8-hour shift and I smell like french fries and hamburgers. But for some guys, that might be a bonus. I'm a little bit greasy from working the grill, but that just makes me a little slippery. Slippery in all the right places can be good for what I want to do with you. So, what do you say? You know you want to. You know you want me. Let's be honest. The only thing stopping you is my age, and because of the leap year thing, that's not an issue anymore. Even if you don't accept my logic there, do you really think you can hold out until I'm 18? Because I'll be here after school every night the entire time. And it's always just the two of us after closing time. You're going to give in at some point, so why not just give in now? I can tell you're getting turned on by the idea. You probably are thinking you'll just go home and jerk off. But that's so lonely. So have sex with me instead. It's either jailbait or masturbate, and I think we know which one I'm rooting for. Or we could split the difference. I could jerk you off. My palm is greasy and smells more than a little of hamburgers and pickle juice. It could smell like cock, too, if you'd let me. Or at least, if you don't stop me. That's the spirit. Doing nothing is easy, and now all you have to do is lean back in your chair a little while I do all the hard work. It's not all that difficult, though. My small, soft, greasy, and pickle-smelling hand just has to move up and down your cock. I guess you like the smell because you're getting hard and moaning. Or maybe it's just me you like, and that's just my hand. It's tired from flipping burgers all night and cleaning. Imagine what my pussy could do for you when it's had all this time to get slowly wetter and wetter the more I talk to you. So while I could very happily jerk you off completely if you want, you know after this we're eventually going to fuck. So why not have tonight be the night? I hope you won't write me up for this, but I'm going to remove my hat while at work. But I'm not going to stop there. I can remove the pants from this uniform. They really should let us wear skirts here. Short, sexy skirts that would let you fuck me much easier in the future. But that's a corporate policy, I guess. And I already got my pants off, so that wasn't too bad, I guess. Next, the blouse. I don't want to get any stains on it. Well, any more stains. There's some ketchup and grease splatters, but nothing that would arouse too much attention from my mom when she does the laundry. There. Now it's just down to my bra and panties. Those need to come off too, obviously. Plus, I like the idea of being naked at work. But even more than that, I like the idea of being naked at work, squirming on top of your cock. I've taken care of the naked part now. I guess that all that's left is getting on top of you and squirming. I always liked that big chair of yours. I used to sneak in here when you were out and spin around in it. I want to do that now, except with you and me while I do it. Let's see how good my balance is, huh? Just hold still while I climb on top of you, facing you. All you have to do is hold onto your cock and keep it aimed just right. Then I lower myself until I'm almost touching you. And then I keep going, using my weight to push the head of your cock into me slowly, opening me up, and then all that's left is for me to slowly sink down. Oh, yeah. Aren't you glad you didn't make us wait until I was 18? I mean, I still hope to be fucking you on that birthday, but that's so far off, and this feels so good right now. Now I'm gonna move up and down. You're in charge of spinning the chair around, but slowly. I'm already lightheaded enough as it is, and I did eat about 3 devil bacon cheeseburgers over the course of my shift, but they weren't nearly as filling as you are. Yeah, I love the spinning, but not as much as the moving up and down and back and forth, maybe a little side to side. See, my skills aren't just limited to the grill. Sure, I can make some awesome burgers, but I also fuck pretty good too. I'm just like the supersized combo meal of jailbait girlfriends. And you? You're dessert. You're sweet, but full of hot, sticky goodness. Except I want that sticky goodness in me too. I think you do too. So let's give us both what we want. Let's make each other come, and then you can fill me with your special sauce. I want that more than anything in the world right now. even another bacon double cheeseburger. So close. I've waited so long for you to give in to me, and now I want it to be over, but in a good way. So please, don't make me wait any longer. Come in me. Come in me, please. Best night of work ever. Now I really need a shower. Well, I need a half. Best night of work ever. Now I really need a shower. Well, I need half a... Best night of work ever. Now I really need a shower. Well, I need a half-hour shower after work every night to get the smell and grease totally off. But now there's other smells and fluids to get off. But I think I actually might miss those. I suppose you'll still need to finish that deposit. Well, a different deposit than the one we just completed. I'll get dressed and head home. I do need some sleep before school, and you definitely wore me out. But you know I'll be back tomorrow night. It'll be Friday then, and I don't have school the next day. My mom won't even be home. So maybe you can take me back to your place after work, and we can try using a bed, or whatever other furniture you've got. And even though burgers are my specialty, I'll bet I can come up with a pretty good breakfast, too.